Poison, read by Richard E. Grant.
It must have been around midnight when I drove home, and as I approached the gates of the bungalow, I switched off the headlamps of the car so the beam wouldn't swing in through the window of the side bedroom and wake Harry Pope. But I needn't have bothered. Coming up the drive, I noticed his light was still on, so he was awake anyway, unless perhaps he'd dropped off while reading. I parked the car and went up the 5 steps to the balcony, counting each step carefully in the dark so I wouldn't take an extra one which wasn't there when I got to the top. I crossed the balcony, pushed through the screen doors into the house itself, and switched on the light in the hall. I went across to the door of Harry's room, opened it quietly, and looked in. He was lying on the bed, and I could see he was awake, but he didn't move. He didn't even turn his head towards me, but I heard him say, "Timber, Timber, come here." He spoke slowly, whispering each word carefully, separately, and I pushed the door right open and started to go quickly across the room. "Stop. Wait a moment, Timber." I could hardly hear what he was saying. He seemed to be straining enormously to get the words out. "What's the matter, Harry?"
"Shh,"
he whispered.
"Shh. For God's sake, don't make a noise. Take your shoes off before you come nearer. Please."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?